Voters in both Oregon and Washington are considering measures this November that would legalize marijuana for recreational use. If they pass, the laws would further widen the legal gap with neighboring Idaho, where police worry about spillover. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has more.
Idaho State Police Major Kevin Hudgens just learned about the two measures to the west of his state. He says they concern him.
Common sense tells me that I'm sure we'd probably see some of our residents going over to Oregon and Washington to purchase marijuana. So we would likely see an increase in that.
Hudgens says state troopers already pick up a lot of medical marijuana users crossing the border. In Idaho, medical marijuana is no different from any other kind of pot. It's all illegal.
When I drive home and cross, you know, the Snake River and cross that border, all of a sudden I become a criminal.
Sarah Frank is the founder of a group called Moms for Marijuana International. Last year, she moved from her hometown of Boise to Portland so she could legally get marijuana to treat a painful medical condition. Frank doesn't think legalizing recreational pot in Washington or Oregon would change use much in Idaho.
Well, I think it would be exactly the same. It's available and people can get it. You know, there's a demand in Idaho, so there will always be a supply, whether it's coming out of state or being grown within our communities.
Frank hopes a new law in Oregon or Washington would spur a discussion in Idaho about whether the state should control the market for pot. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.